keep singing, y'all.
Most people that know Metallica know that he started out as a cover band. I still consider Metallica, you know, the cover element of our band is a significant part.
That's how we built our set list. You know, we had songs that we liked and we played them, and then eventually started writing our own stuff that was similar to it, and then went way crazy off with it, you know.
We choose the songs that are interesting for us to play. And then we choose songs that we have an affinity with. We choose songs that we're big fans of. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Top songs that we have covered are pretty much songs that we wish we wrote, you know. We pick a select few that make us feel good and kind of just fit in with our vibe.
Bands like Diamond Head, who covered four songs, and obviously very influential, Merciful Fate.
My favorite songs to play that are covers of Metallica, Bread Fans, always a fun song. Right now I'm really digging Am I Evil.
I really love, you know, our take on The Weight by Killing Joke. I love our take on Astronomy.
Another fun song is Overkill by Motorhead. That song is powerful. It's a rarity, meaning that we don't play it very often, but when we do, I look forward to that because it also has some cool bass in it. Lemmy, you know, the master.
You know, Green Hell, Misfits.
Bands like Discharge is maybe on the more punkier side. Obviously, we've covered some deeper Black Sabbath cuts or Blue Oyster Cult.
Well, Whiskey in a Jar is, I mean, it's close to being the most popular song, I'd say, that Metallica covers. And when you take that song to Ireland, forget about it. The place goes crazy.
Blitzkrieg and Savage and Sweet Savage.
If you're familiar with The Prince, that is a badass song. Metallica does a kick-ass version of it. We haven't played that one in years, but hopefully I can talk to you guys into that.
Bob Seger, Turn the Page. That song, for me, you know, it tells our story of us on the road.
I love Turn the Page. I mean, it's just so much fun. It's so much fun to do. And then taking that further, doing acoustic covers too, takes our own music to a completely different cover zone that we're not really used to.
Subsequently, in the latter years, as we're doing the Bridge School benefits and doing our own benefits for our All Within My Hands Foundation, and we choose to go do those acoustically. We've cast a net maybe a little wider, covered things like Nazareth, things like Garbage, and just a lot of different stuff, Rare Earth, you know, R&B.
But then there's even stuff that we've covered that wasn't really recorded and released. You know, songs like Diary of a Madman, you know, I mean, you know, it's just really exciting when you can put your stamp on something.
Other people's music, covering and reinterpreting it is a significant part of Metallica's journey and who Metallica is today.